I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. And I wanted to talk to you guys about, I'm going to call it the three requirements for high-ticket consulting, but here's where it came from. As many of you know, I'm Lee Blue, the founder of Double Stack, and the whole point of all of this is how can we get you into a situation where you're building this awesome six-figure web design business? And even if it's working out of your house on your own, how do you set something up like that? And as many of you know, I do one-on-one calls with people to try to figure out if this is going to be a good fit for you, if you feel like you're ready for this type of thing, if this is even the kind of thing that you want to do. And one of the big things that comes up on these conversations all the time is whether the person feels like it will work specifically for them. Because obviously it works for some people, right? Like it's worked for me for the last 18 years. It works for the people in the Double Stack five-figure family that are landing, you know, $10,000 and up clients and building a six-figure web design business. So clearly the pattern absolutely works, but will it work for you? And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. It's like, how do you know if you're ready for this or if this is going to be a good fit for you? and not necessarily Double Stack is a good fit for you, but just high-ticket consulting in general. Like, are you ready to take on these high-value, kind of longer-term clients, and what does it take to pull all of that together? So I'm going to go through three things. I'm going to go through the technical requirements for what you need as, like, a threshold to get started. Then we're going to talk about a marketing shift that I think you'll find pretty eye-opening that will help you attract better clients. You know, a lot of times people say the number one problem they have is finding the right clients. So we're going to talk about a marketing shift that's going to really help with that. And then the third thing is, like, it's sort of like onboarding the client, but it's a special component to that. It's basically how do you develop the confidence to overcome your client's fear of saying yes, especially if you're going to be charging a higher ticket price than other people or even than you have it in the past. So those are the three things: the technical requirements, the marketing shift to find better clients, and how do you get your clients to say yes? Like, how do you personally develop the confidence to make that type of an offer? So those are the three things. So we can just kind of jump right into it. What are the technical requirements that you need to really bring all of this stuff together? Well, they're not as high as you might think. For example, so my personal background is heavy duty into coding. Like, I have a computer science degree. I was doing bioterrorism surveillance for the government. I was, you know, HIPAA compliance and all kinds of stuff. I ran an e-commerce business that me and a couple of my friends built from scratch. You know, we coded the whole thing. So it's like my personal experience is really, really heavy in the coding side. And really not so much at all when it comes to graphic design work. Like, I didn't even design this logo. Like, whenever I need a logo, I will go to 99 Designs and just do a $500, you know, contest. And that's where this logo came from, right? There we go. That's where the Double Stack Owl came from. So anyway, all of that is to say that you don't really have to have anywhere near the coding experience that I've got in order to make this happen. And if you also feel like you're kind of light on the design side and you do have the coding experience, it still works fine. So because the technical threshold isn't really all that high, especially today, because, like, for example, most of the websites that I build for my clients these days, I use a page builder. You know, like, sometimes, like, the Double Stack site itself is built with a theme called the Make Theme. It's by the Theme Foundry, which is super lightweight, easy to use, and I like it. I've been using Divi recently, which I think is the rebuild that they put in place. I think has been really good. I've tried Elementor. I know a ton of people use it. It's not really for me, but it's also a really great platform. You can just use Divi, you can use Divi, but you can use Elementor with Astra themes, with the Hello theme, you know, all of that is fine. Beaver Builder is really good. Another theme that's another, I don't even know if you can call it a theme because it's kind of like an anti-theme, but it's Oxygen Builder. I think that's another really good platform to build sites on. But you have to be careful because Oxygen disables, like, the whole theming side of WordPress. And so, like, if you've got plugins or something that rely on like the content filter or something like that, those hooks don't get fired because Oxygen kind of disables all that stuff. And but the benefits are it's super fast loading, super well coded. Coding's all great. All that is to say, you don't have to write any code. Like you can use all of those page builders and those platforms, and there's plugins for everything all the way up to e-commerce. It's like you don't have to write code. So the technical requirements are basically just that you can get a professional looking site online, even if you don't have awesome design skills. Because even if you don't have great design skills, you can do other things too, like where you can hire somebody on even like 99 Designs or on Upwork or anywhere else to actually do the design work and kind of give it to you to implement if you want to. Or vice versa, you can actually take Photoshop files and get other people to produce the theme if you want to do a custom theme. You can use a page builder, and that's basically what I do. I use page builders, and there's design templates to come with it. So the technical threshold is really quite low compared to where it used to be in the past, because basically as long as you're feeling pretty good about where you host a site, you can get a site live, you can launch a WordPress site, and it looks legit, then you're good. And so how long does it take to get there? If you've never built a website before in your entire life, I think you can probably get there in like 6 months or less. Most of the people that I talk to have more experience than that. Like most of the people that I talk to that think they want to do like double stack, they've been building sites for a couple of years. And maybe not necessarily in their own business for a couple of years, but at an agency or kind of on the side or something like that. But if you can just get a site online, that's pretty much there. You're pretty much there when it comes to the technical hurdle. It's got to look legit, right? It can't be a mess. You have to be able to say, hey, if somebody is going to go to this website, does it look legit and professional? And if it does, then you're there. And I think you can probably, like if you were going to go heads down on it, I think you could probably do it in just a couple of weeks, because like the hosting situation is solved. Like just host over at Flywheel or somewhere like that. That's going to be like a managed WordPress host. And that takes care of backups, security, launching the site, even like a CDN, you can just turn it on with a switch. The SSL certificates are like a button click and you're there. So that's pretty much taken care of, including off-site backups and staging environments. Just all of that stuff is like one click over at Flywheel. So I host all my sites there. And then, of course, the coding side of it all is you don't have to write any code. You need to be able to use Divi or Elementor or something like that. And then if you can do that, then you're good. So that's really the technical hurdle. And I think one of the interesting things about that is it sort of illustrates why websites are kind of inexpensive. And we're going to get into the marketing shift here next. But the reason websites are cheap is because it's so easy to get good at it. It's like, and even if you don't use WordPress, you could use Wix or Squarespace or something else. And within a short period of time, you can get there. In fact, some people even try to teach people who are business owners how to build their own WordPress sites and kind of sell that as like a consulting plan, which I think is a horrible idea, but people do it anyway because it's so easy to kind of like as long as you're got a foundation, you can at least tweak the pages or something. So the problem is the hurdle is really low, or the bar is really low. But also the cool thing is the bar is really low. So like if you want to get into this, it's not that hard from a technical perspective. But then there's the marketing side. So the marketing shift that I see that kind of messes everybody up is that you don't want to just make it sound like you're just getting started. You know what I mean? It's like, imagine for a second, like, I don't know where you're coming from. Maybe you're like, hey, Lee, I've got 10 years of experience doing this. You know, I'm awesome. I've got all of this great knowledge, business knowledge, skills, everything else. You know, if that's you, then imagine if you were just getting started and compare what you're saying on your website right now to what somebody would say if they were just getting started. And so then you think, okay, well, what's the difference? And what I found to be the case is most people that have a couple years of experience, up to 10 or 15 or 20, like very seasoned web designers, they position themselves in a way where they're competing with people just getting started. And what I mean by that is the website will say something like, let's grow your business, or we understand that websites aren't all it takes. It takes, you gotta build the business, get leads, some sort of catchphrase, but it's too big. It's too broad. It's too vast to be true. Like if when I go to somebody's website and it says, let's grow your business, or let's do something like that, I immediately think they have no idea who I am, right? Like you have no idea if you can grow my business, right? So like if I came to you and I said, you know, I run a construction business, can you do that? I'm a photographer, can you do that? I run a mobile auto detailing service, can you find clients for that? It's like, you can't, nobody can do all of that stuff. And so what happens is, a lot of web designers will just put on their website, like pretty much kind of everybody sort of intuitively knows now that with Wix out there and with Upwork and with all of these other things that it's cheap to get a website. So most people don't just say, hey, we build websites. They try to tweak it in some way where there's some kind of a, you know, business flair to it or something like that. But it's so broad, it's just too big to be true that nobody believes it. And so it sounds so generic and the claim is just so gigantic that the individual person viewing your website can't tell what you mean. And if you really are talking to them. And that's a huge problem because of two reasons. The first reason, the client themselves, they can't tell if you're talking to them or not. But the bigger problem is you're taking like, say you've got 5 years of experience doing this stuff. You're taking all 5 years of your experience and you're just putting it on the shelf and not leveraging it. And all you're putting out there are the services that everybody else already says. Like, so if you were literally, like if you'd only been doing it for 6 weeks and you just kind of said, hey, you know, I know how to build websites and I'm going to build websites for businesses. What would somebody like that, who only has a couple months of experience, what would they say on their website? Well, obviously, they'd say, we build websites, we do social media marketing, we do all these things, you know, we can grow your business. That's what they'd say. And if you were in a situation where you've been spending, you know, 5 years, 10 years developing your skills, and you position yourself like that, how is somebody who lands on your website going to be able to tell the difference between working with you and working with someone who's just getting started? So the big marketing shift is you have to stop doing that, right? You don't make it sound like you're just getting started, because if you do, then how are you supposed to be attracting clients that are looking for a more serious, bigger, you know, more comprehensive, somebody who really knows what they're doing kind of project where they're going to spend 10 or 15 or 20 or whatever, you know, big ticket. I mean, just last week, one of the double stackers landed a $66,000 project. That's huge, right? $66,000 is a lot more than what you know, $500 project. So like, if you're going to be charging way more than everybody else, and you sound like you're just getting started, and you're kind of in the mix with everybody else, and then you say, well, and it's going to cost $10,000 or $15,000 to do this stuff, people are going to be like, well, that's too expensive. I'm just going to go to the next person who's going to charge one-tenth of what you're charging. So that's the big marketing shift. It just don't sound like you're just beginning. And instead, really leverage the business knowledge that you have, the thing that separates you, that what really distinguishes you from the crowd. And that will change the types of clients that you attract. And that's really the big marketing shift that you need to make. And it's the reason that I'm bringing it up today in the context of the requirements for high ticket consulting is you have to be willing to make that shift. Because sometimes I'll talk to people and they don't want to make that. They say, well, I'm just, you know, if I tried to pick a niche or if I tried to, you know, do something that was more specific than just generic, I build websites for the world, then I'd miss out on opportunities. And, you know, I feel like all my clients, they couldn't afford the higher ticket pricing and all that other stuff. And so I just want to just keep the door as wide open as possible and bring on leads. The problem, though, is if that's how you set it up, you'll always bring on these inexpensive projects. You'll basically be going project to project. And what you need to do, and what we do in DoubleStack, is we graduate you out of just project to project. And instead of really looking for projects, you look for clients. So it's really an upgrade from projects to clients, like long-term, high-value, recurring revenue clients. That's where you want to be. And you want to have about 7 or 8 of them in your portfolio. And when you do that, you're at 6 figures, right? So that's basically the idea behind where you want to be. And there's a lot of really big benefits. The biggest benefit out of that is you really dramatically reduce the amount of time you have to spend searching for leads, because you basically find a client and then you keep the client rather than having to find new projects and projects and projects all the time. And so if you find yourself spending like half your time trying to develop your lead flow, and the other half of your time actually doing the work, well, look at what you just did. You just cut your earning potential in half because you're only spending half the time doing the work. And really, it's worse than that because the other half of your time isn't free. You're probably spending some money somewhere along the way with like maybe ads or sponsorships or, you know, the tools that you need to kind of dig up the leads or whatever, you know, some money is probably going out of your business to really fund the lead generation. And so, you know, how are you supposed to make 100 grand a year or whatever if you could only work half the time and the other half the time is lead generation? So the way that you maximize your earning potential is you really close down how much time you're generating leads and expand the amount of billable time that you have going on in your business, and then you get up to six figures with about seven. Usually the magic number is about seven or eight. You get seven or eight clients paying you on an ongoing basis, and that's going to be your portfolio that, as you're just kind of working on your own, kind of out of your house, you can take to a six-figure income. And then you have a choice. Like, then you can scale it further and keep onboarding more clients and maybe outsource some of the work or bring somebody else on to help or, you know, scale up and build an agency or something like that if you want to go even beyond that. And plenty of double stackers are doing that. Like, I work with people that are making hundreds of thousands per month, and they've you know, onboarded help and other things like that. So that's the big marketing shift. You don't want to be in a situation where people are looking at you like you're just getting started and unable to distinguish what you're offering from what other people are offering because of two reasons. First, it's going to attract the wrong types of clients, these short-term projects. And the second reason is if you do charge more, then people aren't going to be expecting that. And they're going to be, well, I can't afford that. And they'll just go to the next person that sounds just like you. And so a lot of people will think, well, if I could just get somebody in a meeting, then they'd understand that I'm not just getting started. And I could really tell them what's going on. But the problem is they never get to the meeting. And, you know, they just hit the site. They say, hey, this isn't really for me. And then they bounce. So then what you end up doing is you end up relying on referrals. And the person that's doing the referral is, you know, that's pretty much your only lead source. So in order to get these better clients, you got to break out of that. And then here's the third thing. And this is kind of a hard-hitting thing. The third thing is the confidence to get your clients over the fear of saying yes, especially if you're going to charge a higher ticket price. A lot of times I'll talk to people and they feel like, well, I've never really charged more than $2,500 or something like that, even though you've got the experience, right? Like, and it could come from a variety of ways. Like, you could be working at an agency or have a full-time job as a developer somewhere, and other people are selling your work for thousands and thousands and everything. It's huge, but you're not doing the selling yourself. So sometimes that happens. Other times it's people who are legitimately just getting started. And, you know, they're like, man, I don't know. Do I have the confidence really to charge, you know, these higher ticket prices? And so here's the thing. And here's where it gets kind of hard hitting. The way that you develop that confidence, there's two ways. One way is the technical requirements, just to make sure that you're not getting it over your head. But most of the time, that's not enough. Most of the time, people begin to feel like they have like imposter syndrome, right? Like, the reality is you can do the work. And if a client were to hire you, it would be a blessing for them because you can do an awesome job. That tends to be what the reality is, but that doesn't always blossom in somebody's mind, right? In terms of your overall confidence. It's like, how do you know? Like, if you're working by yourself, a lot of times you don't know that you have the skills that people really want. And so sometimes it doesn't feel like you're ready to roll. So, but the real thing, the way that you really develop confidence to kind of get your clients over the fear of saying yes, is to put yourself in their shoes and do the things that you're asking them to do, right? So, like, a lot of times what people will say, we'll get to talk, I'll say, well, how much do you want to charge for your work? Like, what do you feel like it's really worth, right? Like, if somebody came to you with an unlimited budget and they said, you know, help me out, just give me all your best stuff. I really need help building my business here. What would you really charge for that? And, you know, most people say, yeah, $3,000, $5,000, you know, something, you know, somewhere in that range, if not more, $10,000. Like, they think it's worth that. And it probably is too, right? But then when you think about yourself as an individual, you think, well, would I be willing to do that? Would I be willing to spend that? Or another question that comes is like, how can I find clients who can afford my work? And so then and then we kind of walk through the whole process and we say, well, if you're intending to make about $100,000 or you're already making $100,000, kind of gross revenue, and then you ask the client to invest about 10% of their gross revenue into marketing, well, then that works, right? So that's most businesses invest like 15 to 20% of their gross revenue in their overall marketing. That's just kind of how business works. Like, my business personally, I'm about 20%. I spend about 20% of my gross revenue in marketing. But if you're asking your client to do about 10, 15%, and they're making about $100,000, you're looking at about $10,000 to $15,000 that should be available in their budget to invest with you, right? So the question is, do you do that? Do you have the confidence to do that for yourself? Like, what are you investing in with your business? Like, are you, like, most of the time when I talk to people, they invest absolutely nothing in their own marketing. And a lot of times they invest absolutely nothing in their own understanding how to do marketing. Now, as other times they'll invest in courses and they'll invest in technical training, like how I need to learn how to run Facebook ads, or I need to learn how to write JavaScript or whatever, or CSS. Or they'll invest in individual technical tools or training, but they don't invest in their own marketing. And that's a big problem. And so the way that you develop the confidence, and I'm telling you straight up, because I've been doing this a long time, and this is the key. Like, when I see people that have the mindset that they themselves are willing to invest in their own marketing, and I'm not talking about taking DoubleStack. DoubleStack could be a part of it, but I'm just talking about in general. Are you walking the walk that you're asking your clients to walk? That's the big question. Like, are you willing to invest in yourself in order to generate the right leads? Or are you just kind of dabbling at it? And that's kind of a gut check style question, but it's the real deal, because if you're just dabbling at it and you're not really willing to kind of, you know, take a bite out of it, then it's very, very hard to come to a client meeting with the mindset that your client should walk a walk that you're not walking yourself. And when you, but when you do, like when you do make that shift and you surround yourself with the types of people that are also making that same shift and we're all investing in ourselves, then you develop the internal confidence and it, and the energy comes through in your meetings. Like when you start meeting with a client and they, you know, they say, well, how much does this cost? And you say, well, it's going to be $3,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 or something like that. And you're thinking in your own mind, hey, I'm investing about that in my own business, and look where I'm getting. You know, I've built this amazing business, and I know that you have to market. Like, if you don't do marketing and you're not in control of your leads, you're not doing anything. You don't really have a business. You're just scraping up odd jobs. And that's one of the keys. So, like, if you're ready for high ticket consulting, you've got these three things. You've got the technical requirements to really build an awesome site without having to write any code. You can do it through page builders and plugins and WordPress, and the ecosystem is awesome. The hosting ecosystem is awesome too. The technical requirements are high, but you do need to be able to put a site online, and it needs to look pretty professional, even if it's purely built from a page builder. You need to make the marketing shift so people understand that you're not just dabbling at this and you're not just getting started, that you really have what it takes to help them. And then the third thing is you have to walk the walk yourself. It's very, very difficult. It might even be impossible to, on a consistent basis, onboard clients into your business, asking them, who are probably in your same situation, they probably want their own six-figure business, just like you do. And so what that means is, you have to begin investing in your marketing. Like, you have to do something. You have to be willing to put some skin in the game. And if you're not willing to put the skin in the game, but you're asking your client to do that, then what happens is there's it's not congruent. And you end up not feeling like you have the confidence, because you wouldn't do the very thing that you're asking your client to do. And so that's a really big mindset component. It boils down to, like, commitment. It boils down to just being consistent, being authentic, being genuine. Like, for example, last week I just spent $10,000 and enrolled in another marketing program, because I'm constantly doing this. I constantly invest in my own education. I surround myself with my own mentors. I put myself in a group of people that are all succeeding, and it makes all the difference. Because then when I go to say, hey, you know, let's start working together or whatever, and maybe I'm inviting a client to work with me and I say it's going to be $5,000 or whatever, and I'm thinking, well, I just spent $10,000, and that's what you need to do. You begin to honestly believe who you are. It changes your mindset. It changes who you, the energy that you bring to your clients, and they can see that authenticity, and it works. So take it for what it's worth. I've been doing this a long time, and those are the three big things that I really feel like are the fundamental requirements for high ticket consulting, really at any level, but specifically with web design, because that's what I do. You know, I do high ticket web design consulting, and so that's it. So tech requirements, the marketing shift, and the confidence, like just being congruent, like walking the walk that you're asking your clients to walk with you. So And then I think what will happen, I think when you do that, you'll find that clients are really inspired to be around you. That people feel like, this guy's legit. This guy's doing the real deal. It's not phony. It's not fake. It's not overcharging or anything like that. It's like, it's real. And then you know it's real because you've surrounded yourself with people that got your back. You've got the support. You've got the ongoing education. You've got the community, plus the tools. So the whole thing really comes together. And if you put those three things in place, if you're willing to do those three things, I have a very high degree of confidence that you can bring all of this together in a very short period of time. So that's what I've been doing. That's what the other double stackers are doing. And like literally, even right now, with all the pandemic stuff going around, it's like people are having tremendous success. Maybe even faster and more success now because so many people are looking to do things online. How can I get my business more online? I think people are having that thought more often now than ever before. So if you feel like those types of requirements kind of apply to you, and you feel like this is the thing you want to start doing, then we can even talk specifically about your business, about the skills that you have and the clients that you're going for. And that way we can figure out literally, specifically, is this good for you? So head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar pop up. And you can pick a time to speak specifically to me and we'll get all of this figured out together. We'll figure out, well, you know, do you really feel like you've got the tech skills? If not, maybe I can show you some cool stuff to add to the mix. And then we'll work on your marketing shift to make sure that we're taking advantage of the business knowledge and the passions and like the thing that makes you unique. Well, that's really what we need to be doing to make sure that you're not just blending in with everybody who's just getting started. And then we work on the confidence side. And I'll show you how to lead your clients into a path of success that they wouldn't be able to get if it wasn't for you. Like, how do you do that? Because if you can't do that and you're intending to charge more, then people are just going to look at the price and be like, that's more than I thought it was going to be. It's too expensive. I need to go find the same thing for less, right? Like that whole, what are the alternatives? And if there's alternatives where they feel like they can get roughly the same outcome, but it only costs half as much or maybe even less than that, then you lose out because they don't see the value, right? Like, how many times have you ever felt like, man, I'm having a hard time getting my clients to see the value? So that's another big thing that we really work on. So we'll talk about all that stuff and kind of get that packed up into a really nice, you know, presentation for you. And then if you feel like you do want to kind of continue to work together on this through the 8-week double stack program, and we can talk and see if that's a good fit too. But if not, at least let's talk to see if, you know, we can kind of get the initial kind of shape to your business where you're not sounding like everybody else and you're making the money that you really ought to be making because you've got years of experience, you know, those types of things. And getting you that the confidence, like the internal confidence to really win clients, as well as the external portrayal of confidence. Like how can your confidence trump the fear that your clients have of actually investing in themselves? Because it's a risk, right? Like if they're gonna be extending out, especially with like a high ticket offer, then there's risk there. So what can we do to lead your clients by minimizing the risk is basically the way that it works. And so we kind of go through a step-by-step process of how to run these types of meetings. So anyway, I'm kind of getting too deep into the weeds about all this stuff because, you know, I love talking about it. So, but anyway, if all of this stuff is sounding good to you and you want to figure out, hey, is it really now time to really make this come to life for you? And are you ready to take your skills and really help people as opposed to just take your skills to drum up some projects to just do random stuff for people? That's a big difference. So like just learning how to tell people how you help them and then actually delivering results based on all of that, that's really where you want to be because it feels so good to be able to help people at that level. And it's a satisfying thing to see other people really benefit from your contributions. And then on top of that, it feels awesome to be like, man, look, I just developed my own awesome business. You've got your own freedom. You've got your lifestyle. You're telling your friends that you just made this successful business. You're not just trying to drum up cheap projects. So if that sounds like you, head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up and we can get on the phone for free for like 45 minutes. And really go through the details of, you know, what's going on in your business. What's the current price you're charging? What are the problems that you're feeling like you're having with maybe raising your prices or finding more leads? Like we'll talk about that, and we'll put a step-by-step plan in place to kind of you know, redirect all of that so that you're really getting the progress going that you want. So head over to doublestack.net/call. So it's doublestack.net/call, and you'll see my calendar pop up. And pick a time that works well for you, and I'll give you a call right at that time, and we'll go through all these details. And one last thing is, like, right after you pick the time, you'll see a form pop up. It's really important to fill out that application, because that's going to give me a link to your website. It's going to tell me a little bit more about your business and the type of work that you're doing so that I can prepare, because we only have like 45 minutes. And that's a lot of time, but it's not a ton of time. And if you can kind of load me up front with kind of where you're coming from, then we can really dive in and make the most effective use of that time. So, all right, head over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you.